From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. Andrew had a solo show last week. Both I and Larry were out office. I was out on vacation.
I think Larry was vacation as well.
Ah, okay. Both on vacation.
I dragged my sorry ass in here.
Dragged yourself in here solo.
Which I've still kind of got a little bit.
Still getting over it. I was out sick during my vacation, sort of miserable. And today's episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to get some promotional consideration from them, maybe some free Coke or something like that. But actually, that's unnecessary because working at Microsoft, we already get free Coke.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah, but the fridges are pretty well stocked with every variety you can think of. We also have all Pepsi, so.
That's true. We are nonpartisan in that way.
Yes. I think I did a count a while ago. There was 48 types of cans in the fridges, so.
Impressive.
Yeah,
impressive.
And there's milk and all that stuff as well, and orange juice and stuff.
I find that when most people start working at Microsoft for the first time, they put on a few pounds from free soda, but then luckily we also get a free gym membership.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Swings and roundabouts.
Yeah, it's one of those things. So last week you were talking about updating your lightsaber,
yep.
Your USB key to the 8.1 update, and you had some stuff you wanted to add to that.
Yeah, so I did a tweak and showed you how that when you run the scripts to set your hard drive up correctly, we did this, I added this compact thing, so it turns anti-phase compression on for the symbol folders, because symbols do compress very well, mm-hmm. At least 50% and better. And also, people tend to have SSDs these days, right? And mm-hmm. so symbols can chew up a fair bit of hard drive space, so mm-hmm. it's a good way to limit that space on your SSD.
If it's a slow drive like an SSD, it's probably faster too, because the bottleneck there is actually the speed reading the data off the disk, not the decompressing it.
Yeah. So. So what I want to do is one more step. So if we look at the SIM area, you end up with a folder for every file that you have. And if DLLs and exes can also come down into here if your symbol server supports that. And so you could end up with any, but it's authz. You could end up with authz.pdb and authz.dll there. Mm-hmm. And after a while, even with a small amount of debugging, you end up with thousands of folders. So I opened up 3 dump files, and I've ended up with 168 folders already, right? Mm-hmm. And that's just a tiny little dump file to populate this cache. You do get to a point where the finding the folder that you want does become a bit onerous on NTFS or FAT, if it's using FAT. And so there's actually another way of structuring the storage. This is called Tier 1 Symbol Server, so it only has one tier to the file namings. What you can do is turn it into Tier 2, and so it has children. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to purge my entire symbol cache, just delete everything. And what you need to do is make a text document called index2.txt. It doesn't need to have any contents in it. It just has to be the file name. And the index 2, the two part 2 means indexes with two folders.
Two tier,
yeah. And so what's going to happen is if I open up some dump files. I'm going to open up 3 and get them all reloading every symbol at the same time, really pounding my machine. You'll see that you get the first 2 letters of the file name. Mm. And so generically, A to Z will give you 27 by 27, which is 700 and something. So you get 729 folders for that, but also you'll get special characters, so like 1 to 10, and also anything that's like a omelette and all that stuff will get unique as well. So technically you could have 256 by 256. Mm. If you have that much diversity, well that's 25,000 folders, but if it was individual, you could have 500,000 if you were populating the whole lot.
A lot of, folders.
So like some of the obvious ones, like WI for Windows, you'll see that we've turned 1 folder into 8 folders into 1, mm-hmm. right? And you will find that the I/O speed is better because it's doing less enumeration of the top folder and it's able to get to the subfolder faster. So, what can we do to let this go in the background? What can we do to actually automate this index2.txt? Well, there's no actual reason to actually have that in our in our lightsaber, all you have to do is do an echo. You can go echo hello, and we can put it into a file. And so we can say, my sim index2.txt. Mm-hmm. And now that will put the word hello into a file, and you have the file automatically made.
Right.
And so it's much, if you have a larger scale, mm-hmm. it's great. Now the problem is, what do you do when you've already got a symbol store? Well, you need to really get everybody off of it, and then be clever and write some PowerShell or VBScript to just...
To move the things you're...
Now, it's simply just the front two letters of the file name. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter the capitalization, so whoever gets there first wins the capitalization war. They don't lowercase it, so like that DU one, oh, there's only one of them in it, but maybe under Win... I don't have any of these... maybe under Windows, we might have a one that's capitalized differently. But yeah, whoever gets there first, there you go. So there's a couple
of WI.
Whoever gets there first wins. It doesn't matter.
As we know, NTFS file names are non...
Personally, as an OCD person, if you're going to be writing a script that does the pulling the first two letters off, I'd be lowercasing them. But that's me being OCD.
Yeah, not necessary.
Not necessary.
So basically, your script would just look at the first two letters of each folder and then put them into a subfolder based on those two.
And just keep them moving in. And you'll find that your I/O speed is a little bit better. Simple as that, really.
Very cool. And was this a new feature that was just added to the
It's been around for a while. I just don't think anybody really knew about it. I only found out about it in the last 2 or 3 months.
I'd never heard of it.
Because I was looking at some symbol read speed issues, and someone said, well, let's change it to index2, and that will speed it up. The symbol server I use is 50 terabytes. So
it gets a little faster. Yeah, I can imagine this would really start to show a performance improvement if you had a big shared files symbol server.
Yeah, so we were looking at response times that jump probably about halved by changing the symbol speed, symbol structure, mm-hmm. just by changing the layout. So, but yeah, when you've got 100,000 files in the root folder or more, it starts really showing its worth. If you're starting from a blank slate, I would always go for two-tier, just because it's cleaner and crisper and faster. If you've already got one, debate about it, but it's up to you, but yeah.
For a single local symbol store, it may not make a huge difference, but yeah.
But if you have a nice, if you have gone, you've learned what we've done here and you want to maybe set up one for a corporation that's, its whole purpose is to be the store from msdl.microsoft.com, mm-hmm. download symbols, the public symbol set.
Cache them locally. Yeah.
Start from scratch and get it and make it two-tier.
So nice. Cool tip.
Tip for the day.
All right. Next week, do we know what we're doing?
No.
We'll figure it out. All right. Well, that's our show, as always. If you have questions or comments, put them in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, random technical questions, email us. defragtools@microsoft.com, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good week.
Bye.